Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Tamina Watson, the founder of Watson Immigration Law, and an author, activist, and podcaster. Her most recent work, the second edition of her book, The Startup Visa, just became available last month on July the 20th. Tamina, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, I'm so grateful for the opportunity. Thank you so much for having me.
Certainly our pleasure, and really do appreciate your coming out and spending a moment with us here today. So if you would, tell us a little bit about Watson Immigration Law and the kind of clients that you see on a day-to-day basis to kick things off today.
Well, absolutely. Well, I'm an immigration attorney. I practice business immigration law. So Watson Immigration Law was founded in 2009 with the mission to help individuals who are opening businesses or people who are running businesses find talent, whether it's from people who are already here in the U.S. or talent that is coming from outside of the United States. So we help with various types of business visa applications, as well as investor applications. But we also help family unification issues as well. So often family members are sponsoring their parents and spouses and children. And lastly, we help with citizenship applications. So we do a fair amount of immigration across the board. We do not go to court, but we love everything about entrepreneurship and the energy that comes with people who are innovating and strategizing and creating new things.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of folks that are appreciative of what you offer in the space. And again, we look forward to hearing more from you on your law firm. Now, what is advice you would give to entrepreneurs, investors, and more looking to come to America to start their business? And what are some of the options available to them now in terms of visas?
Sure. Well, that's a really great question, because the answer is not very simple, which is why I wrote the book. So the first thing I would say is, if you are interested in coming to the United States or staying here if you're already here, and you are an investor or an entrepreneur, read my book that's coming out. It's called The Startup Visa, and I go through all the visa options that are available to everybody. And while I talk a little bit about why they don't necessarily work smoothly for everybody, these are the visa options. So some of the popular ones are H-1B visas. The other one is an E-2 visa. These are for people from certain countries that have treaty agreements with America. And then there's the L-1A visa, which is people who have started businesses outside the United States and want to open branches here. So these are some of the popular ones. And recently, President Biden had revived a program called the International Entrepreneur Program. And that allows people who have raised funding from American investors to start their businesses. So the book is called The Startup Visa, and it really advocates for a visa category specifically for startup founders. But because we don't have the visa, the book goes through all the other options that exist and how one can navigate through them.
Now, what is a startup visa, and why do you think this would help your clients and international entrepreneurs seeking to grow their business in the U.S.?
Well, that's an excellent question. You know, what happens is a lot of people who are creating new things, if you think about WhatsApp, the application on your phone that has probably kept you going during COVID, these types of new things are often created by immigrant entrepreneurs. And they are in different parts of the world. They could be in Bali as a digital nomad. They could be in the slums of India. They could be in Europe somewhere. But the reason people want to be in the United States is because this is where you have the largest consumer base. You have the largest startup ecosystem. You have investors who are looking for ways in which to create new things. So people want to be here, yet, you know, technology and other countries that realize how important entrepreneurs are have created their own programs. So if you think about Canada, they took our own startup visa bill, they amended it and created their own thing, and it's now permanently part of their visa category. So we don't have that. So it's important that we recognize that immigrant entrepreneurs who are talented and creative, they are in demand, and they can go anywhere in the world, but they really want to be in the U.S. So it's incumbent on us to actually try to create a visa category for these types of people, because the world has changed many times over since our immigration laws were created in the 1950s, 60s, and 90s, 1990s, when the last Immigration and Nationality Act came along. And so if you think about how much the world has changed, our lifestyle has changed, the way we operate has changed, the way we look at technology has changed. All of these things do not keep up with the laws that we have, or rather the laws have not kept up. And so we need the law to be modernized so it takes into account that you don't really need an office anymore. You can just be in your basement, you know, running a million-dollar operation. And so the startup visa is important because we are now in the midst of a COVID-19 recession, and we need to create jobs, we need to boost the economy, and immigration law is a tool that can do that. But it's not necessarily being recognized that way. And the startup visa can put a spotlight on what immigration can do for America.
Certainly some good information right there and most helpful. Today, we're speaking with Tamina Watson, the founder of Watson Immigration Law and an author, activist, and podcaster. Her most recent work, the second edition of her book, is The Startup Visa, and she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, how would a startup visa benefit the American economy, culture, and more? Talk to us about that.
That's such a great question. So what happens with the startup visa, the government will not give the visa to somebody who does not have evidence that they are going to create jobs, that they have raised money. So what will happen in this process is the capital funding will circulate in the economy. And part of this process will require that people either grow their revenue at least 20% more than, you know, when they started, or they create jobs. So creating jobs is part and parcel of this entire program. And what comes with immigrants is also a richer culture. You know, if you think about New York, which is, you know, a melting pot of immigrants, and just, I mean, all of America is, but New York is a good example. You have Chinatown, you have, you know, Bangletown, you have all these areas. The language that comes along with this, the food that comes along with it. America is richer for everything. And it's not just now. If you think about America, when it all began in 1776, you know, we became independent. But, it happened because we had immigrants coming from different parts of the world, primarily Europe, who were fleeing persecution. And we had Jamestown. Jamestown settlement was the beginning of the flourishing of the economic growth with tobacco. And if you think about each generation, immigrants have been part of the equation that has put America on the map in the global scale of things. So if you think about Levi's jeans, you know, it was a European immigrant who came to America, and he went to California, and that's where mining was happening. And so he was taught how to create these jeans with rivets so that people who were in the mining industry could have longer lasting apparel. But if you think about Levi's today, it is still going strong as one of the most iconic items of fashion in the world, created by an immigrant in America. That alone is an example of what immigrants are doing to America in general. And that has happened throughout generations, and it continues to happen. If you think about Tesla, if you think about all the things that are happening across the board, whether it's technology or the health industry, immigrants are part and parcel of it. So a startup visa, which has always had bipartisan support because of the economic impact it can create, is a timely visa category to put in our books so that Americans who need jobs, you know, we have a housing crisis, for example. We need jobs, and this is a way to create them.
Fabulous points made there, and really do appreciate your feedback. That is super helpful. Now, what are some policy and news items people can be following in terms of immigration policy and startups in the U.S. And if you would also tell us a little bit more about your book and what insight it has with these issues as well.
Sure. Well, for policy information, people can turn to the American Immigration Lawyers Association. There is a public-facing page which talks about a lot of the immigration policies, not just startup visa, but everything that you might be interested in. And if you are interested in a particular area of immigration or anything under the sun that you care about in America, call your Congress representative and get your voice heard. That is one of the most important things you can do for the things that you care about. In terms of the book, I go through the historic background of immigration policy in this country, but also a history, sort of a chronology of what immigrants have done. But then I also go through each visa category that we have. And while I talk about each visa category and what they are about, I also highlight why those don't necessarily work for the modern day entrepreneur who is rolling up his sleeve or her sleeve just to make something new and fresh. And then I talk about some of the policy changes that we should have, not just through Congress, but through administrative changes, because each of the visa categories that we have can work for certain people, but sometimes some tweaks are needed. And so it's a comprehensive immigration reform book for this particular, you know, category of people, for entrepreneurs, and people will find it useful. So who should read them? Policymakers should read the book. Entrepreneurs should read the book. Immigrants of all backgrounds should read the book. Law students should read the book. People at universities should read the book. It should become part of the curriculum, because immigration is not just about asylum law. Immigration is so much more. And we need the next generation to really learn about these things, because, you know, the world is a melting pot in and of itself. So we need people to be educated. So it's an educational book. It's an informative book. It's an advocacy book. So no matter what perspective you are coming from, you will find this useful and you will be able to use it. The book will come out on July 20th. It will be on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all the other places where you can get books. I just finished reading the audio book, narrating the audio book. So hopefully that will be out on the same day. And yes, I'm excited. I think there will be a movement. There is a podcast series to go with the book. It's on Tamina Talks Immigration, which is on iTunes and Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And there is a series that is ongoing to go hand in hand with the book.
Tamina, a pleasure to have had you with us today. Your energy and your passion for immigration speaks loud and clear, and you have so many resources to tap into, whether it's the services through your immigration law firm or your podcast or your book, The Startup Visa. And all these links mentioned will be left within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid as well. Tamina, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. The pleasure was all mine.
Again, we've been speaking with Tamina Watson, the founder of Watson Immigration Law and an author, activist, and podcaster. Her most recent work, the second edition of her book, The Startup Visa, has been made available recently last month on July the 20th. And for all the details, simply visit WatsonImmigrationLaw.com or TaminaWatson.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.